Tonight, as we go to the table of the Lord, I want to go back to beginnings, where we are given, some understanding of what this table is all about. Now, Paul did not set forth or did not intend to set forth a particular doctrine, a particular practice that was to be followed out when he discussed this table of the Lord in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You know, Paul wasn't a busy evangelist. He was on the move. And there were things, he got reports going on in the Corinthian church that didn't quite meet with Paul's approval, and therefore he thought didn't quite meet with God's approval. And he gives a quick dissertation about this table, and without this dissertation, the only thing we have to understand about this that we call the table of the Lord comes from those passages in the Gospels that speak of the Last Supper. And Jesus didn't do a great deal of teaching on that subject. He took the bread and broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Eat. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he blessed it, and he said, "Take and drink. This is the blood of the covenant, the blood of the New Testament, my blood." Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, eucharisté, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me.'" This word, translated remembrance, the word in the Greek is anamnesis. Mnesis is the root. Ana is the prefix. And when you put ana in front of something, it means to repeat. And to repeat with intensity. That's why, as oft as you repeat this, do it with intensity as you bring me, Jesus speaking, into your mind. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do declare, you do publish, you do exhibit the Lord's death till he come." Because of this, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Why damnation? Because he's not discerning the Lord's body. First, I want to ease, hopefully, your minds. This word translated damnation, and every time it's translated damnation, let's do it again. It says, drinketh damnation to himself. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, that is, are dead. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We have in the 29th verse the word damnation. In the 31st verse we have the word judge and judged twice. In the 32nd verse we have the word judged. All four are the same word, and the word is krema, and it means temporary judgment or temporary condemnation. Temporary, like in chastisement. When it says, but when we are judged, we are chastised, repeating, of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. The word here is kata krima, and it means ultimate condemnation or ultimate children, ultimate judgment, hellfire and brimstone. Look. When we come to this table, God, in His kindness, gave us two symbols. Symbols! Cup of wine, piece of bread, broken bread, cup of wine. Wine, not grape juice, wine. Because there's to be incorporated in this remembrance joy. Wine, symbol of the blood. The blood, we're to be reminded. This was necessary as payment for our redemption. The blood of an perfect one was required. And the only perfect one, being God Himself, sent His Son in the form of Jesus Christ and lived a perfect life and did shed His blood for us. We partake worthily when we understand that. Simple. When we repeatedly remember He shed His blood for us, This is discerning. Therefore, by that discernment, we do partake worthily, and we're not subject to that krema, temporary judgment, which, by the way, can include death. That's what it says. Temporary. But we, as my teacher used to say, got a mission. That is to bring discernment to this table of grace, not a table of guilt. When Paul says, let a man examine himself, man, it says, do it for yourself. Nick, don't do it because I said do it. Do it because you have examined. And you have the confidence, Ivan, of the promise, of the words, of the Word of God. The blood was necessary payment. The body, symbolized by this bread. Bread is the substance of life. And life here. You know, it is both to be understood spiritually as well as earthly. Jesus gave his body. Nowhere to be found required in the law. That we might have life here and have it more abundantly. He did it because he found a treasure. He did it because he loved us. He did it because he loved his Father and his Father loved us. And he wanted his Father's creation restored to him. And he not only paid the price that we might be restored, but he went beyond and gave his body that even in this life also we might have the hope of shalom, of wholeness, of wellness, even of prosperity. This is discerning the Lord's body and the Lord's blood at this table of grace. Let us take together with discernment in Barak and in Yara in praise of God for his grace unto us. Take the cup in Jesus' name. And take the bread. In Jesus. Amen.